Audio Renaissance presents Rhett Butler's People by Donald McCaig. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Peter, chapter 4, verse 8. Part 1. Antebellum. Chapter 1. Affairs of Honor. 1 hour before sunrise, 12 years before the war, a closed carriage hurried through the Carolina Lowcountry. The Ashley River Road was pitch black, except for the coach's sidelights, and fog swirled through the open windows, moistening the passengers' cheeks and the backs of their hands. Rhett Butler, damn your cross-grained soul. John Haynes sagged in his seat. As you like, John. Butler popped the overhead hatch to ask, Are we near? I wouldn't wish to keep the gentleman waiting. We coming down the main trunk now, Master Rhett. Although Hercules was Rhett's father's racehorse trainer and Broughton's highest-ranking servant, he'd insisted on driving the young men. Rhett had warned, When he learns you've helped, Langston will be angry. Hercules had stiffened. Master Rhett, I knowed you when you was just a child. Was me, Hercules, put you up on your first horse. You and Mr. Haynes tie your horses behind. I'll be driving the rig tonight. John Haynes's plump cheeks belied his uncommonly...